This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I don't think Michael's ever done drugs.
It's Mike Shope.
I don't know if anyone's ever offered him any.
Let's go over some of the symptoms of marijuana use, shall we? You tell me who this sounds like.
It's the Bulldog.
Slow moving. Inattentive. Dull. Constantly snacking. Shows a lack of motivation.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Is that about you or me or us?
I feel seen. I don't know. I don't know.
Just generic sort of.
I don't know.
Smack talk.
I don't snack. I'm not a snacker anymore.
Poor Kevin.
No snacking
on that show. Just a guy trying to get by, you know. All right, so that's right. Exciting day. I've been looking forward to it since the Sunday night game ended. Get ready to rank. Want to rank some teams? I have a hunger for it.
Yeah,
a hunger or a thirst, which is greater? If you wanted to express how eager you were for something, are you better off calling it like I'm hungry for it or thirsty for it?
I think hungry. I think hungry. Is stronger.
Okay.
There's more places to go with hungry. Like, if you're really, really thirsty, what do you say? I'm really, really... I'm parched.
Parched.
I don't know. Hungry, starving, famished. I mean, there's just more... I feel like hungry is even though those add to being hungry, I feel like hunger is stronger than thirst.
I'm dying over here.
Yeah.
Either... That could be either.
Although, I think thirst... Nah. Stop.
That's enough, right? Dumb conversation.
I don't need to go any further.
Sorry.
No.
All right. Well, it's time for Rapper. I know it doesn't quite look like Raper. We're just not going to do that. So Rapper, reverse AFC power rankings. Here, I know you can't see them, but here's a look at last week's.
How about Rapper?
Rapper?
A French sort of flow to it. No.
Come on.
I'm gonna want the this. Can we just play an open and start over?
Terrible start. Well, look how the Bills recovered.
Right.
From a terrible
start.
I gotta
hang in there. I was ready to quit on Sunday. So.
I sensed that you were.
What does that tell you?
Okay, right. 16.
This has got to be the easiest, maybe ever.
Houston.
It's got to be Houston.
It's got to be Houston.
Got to be Houston.
0-3-1. There are no 0-4 teams. They are the only winless team in the NFL through 4 weeks, and there is only one undefeated team, Philadelphia.
And they're not eligible for reverse AFC power rankings.
And I wouldn't put them here if they were.
No, me neither.
I wouldn't put them last.
Yeah, it'd be a while.
Philadelphia at Arizona in the 4:25 window Sunday.
All right.
That could get really stupid. Arizona looks so bad, and they're 2-2. All right, Houston.
That whole division is 2-2, right?
That whole division is 2-2.
Whole division's 2-2.
Really, kind of a fun expectations. Look at expectations in the NFC West. The Rams. What is the problem? Arizona. OMG. They barely had the lead at all this year. They had to go to Carolina to find a lead. San Francisco.
exiled quarterback back. Okay.
Hmm. Seattle. Unbelievable.
Right.
Seattle. Niners the only team. A lot of NFC talk here for a reverse AFC power ranking segment. Oh. Niners the only team above zero in point differential. The rest are all negative.
Showing off our how varied we could be.
Yes. Houston at Jacksonville this week. 15.
Steelers?
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. I think the Jets are probably still pretty terrible, but they just beat the Steelers. And I think that, so I'm punishing the Steelers.
You want to give Mike Tomlin 14 points this week? You sure you want to do that?
I'm not sure I want to do that, no.
This happened in the playoffs, when they made the playoffs and went to Kansas City, and they were almost as big an underdog. We're talking about, I tweeted on Friday, how like the Steelers have never been a 14-point underdog. And that game, I think they were 12 or 12.5, and Kansas City destroyed them. And they did that in the regular season, too. They beat them really badly two times last year. So it has happened that they get blown out. You know, their loss to the Jets was on the last play. Who else beat the Steelers? New England. That was close. So
the Bengals probably should have beat them, but they didn't.
That's right. They should be 0-4, maybe.
That's how it goes.
One play away from beating the Jets, though. Like, did you see the touchdown that they gave Breece Hall, where like he was called short, but he reached the ball barely in before he fumbled it.
Mm.
That was how the Jets won the game.
That's how Pittsburgh lost.
Okay. Yeah. Then they threw a Hail Mary interception on the very last play. All right, Pittsburgh, 14.
Indianapolis?
Mm-hmm, maybe. They've had some really bad performances.
I'm totally open to the Colts here, yeah. I think maybe that's a pretty big miss. I think we sort of suspected Matt Ryan was close to finished in Atlanta the last couple of years. They got to move on. What are you doing? Some reason, they're like, oh, he's going to Indianapolis. Okay, well, that's going to work. That's going to be great. Better supporting cast, and he looks kind of like a corpse.
This will mean a lot to a lot of people. Frank Reich has lost me.
Mm.
This will mean a lot to a lot of people. Frank Reich has lost me. Well, you know, these coaches, don't even try. In the preseason, he was asked about Nyheim Hines. Jonathan Taylor's passing down, receiving back compliment. And he said, I would draft Nyheim Hines in fantasy. No context, of course. He wouldn't probably be able to offer any. What does that mean? It means I'm going to use him. That's what it should mean. I'm going to use him a lot. So the season starts and he doesn't, which in my opinion, he shouldn't anyway, but okay, he doesn't. They used the hell out of Taylor to start the year, something they said they would not do in different ways, including this Nyheim Hines fantasy comment. So he's just like tons of work for Taylor, which they said they wanted to avoid. Now he goes down. They said, or maybe the Colts didn't say it, but maybe they did. The early reports were high ankle. And then they shifted to a less severe sounding injury. And today Reich is, we'll see. You know, he might
pain
play.
Management, that kind
yes.
of stuff.
Yes. Yeah. Which well, is well, really always, wrong. I mean, yeah. That's not fair to the player.
No, it's always, that is never, that to me is almost never, maybe there are no exceptions. I just think that's a bad look. Whenever a coach resorts to that, I feel like there's something going on behind the scenes that's code for this guy's soft.
Yeah, like and I know he's a running back, but you could make an argument he is their most valuable asset. Matt Ryan isn't. Maybe Michael Pittman, maybe the guard that they have, who cares? Yeah.
Like linebacker who can't get on the field.
Yeah, yeah. Right. So why are you exposing Taylor in these different ways?
Because he's a running back and he's disposable. Even if he's the best running back in the league, right? I mean, whatever. We'll use him up and we'll get another one.
I just doubt that's how they're thinking. I don't think the Colts are a team that would look at it like that. And it's just been just weird mixed messages. And now they're starting to get, you're starting to see the comments from people about, you see the Nyheim Hines himself, the comments about the quarterback turnover every year. He's like, it's really hard to get anywhere this way. So I guess that's right. All right, we're unanimous on each of the first three picks. 14, Indianapolis. 13.
We can't keep going with New England not being on the list, right?
They almost won.
They almost won in Green Bay.
I'm not a big fan of the Packers, though, this year. Like, I don't.
I get that.
I'd go Denver.
But that's still a really nice, to me, that's a nice loss.
I would go Denver here. Maybe it's New England's okay. They were 13th last week, and they lost again, and whatever. Denver just looks so bad constantly.
Denver can't score. They still have not scored over 24 points in a game. Got close yesterday, or on Sunday, but their offense looks broken. Russell Wilson looks broken. Hackett doesn't even look like an NFL coach.
Yeah.
All right, I've worked my way into Denver.
Wilson's shoulder is dinged up. They've lost Javonte Williams. They're bringing in, Latavius Murray now?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Latavius Murray is kind of impressive. So he's kind of washed out, you think, and then he goes to Baltimore, and okay. And then this game, did you see him on Sunday for New Orleans in the morning? Looked all right. You know, sort of was good, even. Scored a touchdown. So.
I could go Broncos or Patriots here. Either or. The one spot isn't going to break me either way.
Denver.
Okay.
Denver?
Yeah, I've worked my way to Denver.
Denver. 12.
New England.
Who else could it be? Jets. New England's worse than the Jets now?
Yep. So okay. I'm just going to say.
I think I want that right now, yeah. I didn't have the guts to bet it in the summer. And, you know, it's only 1 week. We'll see. For how long New England is behind the Jets here. But they're behind the Jets. They're in last place. Yeah, I want to go New England here.
If only the Jets were called the Mets, you would have bet the heck out of it. You love to bet on the Mets.
That's right. In fact, I just heard Zach say they're playing at 4 o'clock, and I gotta go log in.
It's funny how things change. Bulldog is now like the Met guy at the station. I know Howard's. I heard him today, like, they'll beat the Nationals and this and that. I'm like, okay, but Bulldog is like more invested, I think. Still, the guy who grew up rooting for Boston.
Depends. It's on a night to night basis how invested I am.
Right. Yeah. Sure. No.
In about 15 minutes, I might be invested again.
Everyone is day to day. Everyone is day to day.
Yep.
All right. 12. You're saying New England here, and I think I'm Jets. So are you both New England?
Yeah, I'm New England.
Yes. Okay. New England.
11. Jets for me.
Sure.
Okay. Is this the highest ever for the Jets?
I think so.
15, 12, 16, 16, 15. When would they ever have been higher than this? When?
No,
April, couldn't. March, week 15 last year.
This is historic.
It's history.
This is a big day for the Jets.
Legal history, Ray. Legal history. 13, with the very beginning. No, they've never been this high. They've never been this high. In the storied, the annals of rapper. That's a term that's never been used in the history of human beings. The annals of rapper. The Jets. Is there still time to change your fantasy team name to the annals of rapper? The Jets have never been as high as 11. Congrats. 10.
Someone just dipping in like, why, are they talking about Snoop Dogg? What is even
annals
happening
of rapper.
Okay. Where are we? I'm sorry.
10.
10?
The C.
Cleveland.
Tennessee
here.
Wow, you guys are jerks.
Okay. I mean, I was confident the Browns would win last week, and they didn't. The confidence should have been a giveaway.
Yeah.
They're favored by one.
And the Titans won in Indy?
Yeah.
I mean, Indy's already picked, but I don't know. I say you guys are both on Tennessee, then I'm powerless.
That's right. You're out of this one. 9.
Browns.
I kind of want to say Raiders here.
We don't have the Raiders yet?
No.
I can hear it. Bulldogs coming to the Raiders side already.
I don't think they're that bad. I wanted to. I did all offseason. But I don't think they're that bad.
All right, I want the Browns here.
Close loss to the Chargers. I don't know. A close loss to Tennessee, beat Denver. What was week two?
Chiefs. Didn't they have the Chiefs?
No, they have them this week.
Okay, sorry about that.
Arizona.
The Arizona game they where they led it. Like 23 to nothing.
Yeah.
All right, I don't want to pick the Raiders here. You guys said Browns? Somebody
said
Browns?
I said Browns.
I'll move to the Browns, yeah.
Eight. Is there anybody else that could be below the Raiders here? Jacksonville? DVOA loves Jacksonville, even with that loss.
The Chargers aren't going below the Raiders, right?
Not yet. No, okay. I don't think so.
I think it's good. I think then, unless you want to go Bengals, I think you got to go Raiders here.
Raiders. It's kind of good for them, but I don't know. I'm liking them a little bit this week. Seven. Chargers. I mean, they got by Houston. They got a big lead, and then it got close. It was 27-24, I believe,
in the fourth quarter. The Chargers still feel very chargery.
Very sus. Sus, we'd say in my house. They're sus.
Yeah, I see, yeah.
Do you have that? Is that one, you guys know that one? Zach might. He's a young
guy. Oh, I know sus. Yep.
Sus.
Yeah.
The Chargers are very sus.
I don't know. I don't talk to my kids anymore. I don't know how that goes.
Sus.
I was at a very in-depth conversation with our oldest boy, who was up early to coach hockey practice and was asleep as I'm starting the show. And I said, "You got the grass? Yeah, I got to go to work." Well, great, thanks. All right, see ya. That's it. That's there it is. That's life with a 20-year-old and an 18-year-old.
Wow.
there it is.
How about no?
How about no? No. Yeah. Who the hell are we picking here? I'm sorry.
We're at six.
Okay. We just put the Raiders at seven?
Yes. No, the Chargers. I think this is between Cincinnati and Jacksonville.
I want to put Cincinnati below Jacksonville.
Ooh.
Or Miami.
I could listen to that too. Who knows when the quarterback's going to be back? I don't know. The Bengals just nothing's really working. I mean, I know they beat Miami, but watching that like almost that entire game, it just doesn't look good. The offense is just really out of sorts, I think, the Bengals. Not impressive. Considering the talent that's there, I don't get it. Maybe it's just they can't block and that's it. Like it's more complicated than that, but
I'm going Miami here.
I'll go to Cincinnati here.
Bulldog, you're on Cincinnati?
Yay, me. Yes. Yes. And I know this makes no sense because they just beat the Dolphins, but I think they look worse.
I mean, Dolphins had a fourth quarter lead. The whole short week business. Bengals also short week, but Dolphins traveled, and all the Tua business. He's knocked out of the game. They had a chance in Cincinnati. Would have been a great win under those circumstances, especially, but they didn't get it. Five, Miami. I'm pot committed.
Yep. Sure.
Four.
That works for me.
Jacksonville now?
Yes, definitely.
Jacksonville's in the top four of the reverse AFC power rankings.
I mean,
is it
defensible?
The most impressive thing they've done is blow out the Chargers, right?
Yeah, gotta be.
Yep.
Point differential, NFL, 1, Buffalo, 2, Philadelphia, 3, Jacksonville. And if you're the type to sort of look at it harder and be like, oh, well, you know, like you did with Watson all offseason. Well, you know, you have he's going to be out, so he's whatever. How you want to treat that? You're rating a team. You're analyzing a team. How you might look at Miami if you think it's a big downgrade to Bridgewater. In terms of the Jaguars, I mean, you might expect them to get better. The way Lawrence is, you know. I mean, I do.
I actually expect them to get better as they go. Yes. So, and
ETN is still irrelevant.
defensible or not, there's no going back. We have never backtracked on reverse AFC power rankings.
Oh,
in other words, we get to where are we? We're at four, and are we all going, oh my God, Jacksonville's going to be four? But we've never like, oh, you know what? Let me slot them in at 12 and move whoever's at 12 up to. No, that's not how this works.
It's probably happened, but maybe not. Maybe not. No, it's not,
I don't think I was here. I must have been off that day.
Maybe
I wouldn't let that happen on my watch.
I was at the Maui Aquarium and we did that. In the parking lot. I was thinking about that today. That's just like totally surreal to me.
That happened.
That I was in the parking lot at the Maui Aquarium last November calling you to participate in the power rankings and rapper. It's that good. It's that important to me. I really was looking forward to this Sunday night. I really did yesterday feel a letdown when I realized that wasn't going to happen yesterday. This wasn't going to happen yesterday. Three, Ravens.
Sure, yeah.
Two,
Chiefs.
Bills.
This is the Chiefs were so impressive in hammering Tampa on Sunday night.
Gotta be, sure. Like, they were.
They were.
I'm still Kansas City here.
Me too.
Bills won. If the Bills don't pull off the win, they're definitely not number one. We talked about that possibility on Friday. Again, showing our enthusiasm for this.
I think any loss in Baltimore coupled with how Kansas City looked in Tampa, I would be inclined to agree with Zach. But I think the Bills, you know, figuring it out and winning the way they did keeps them at number one. I don't know. I mean, Tampa, I know the defense, and that's what, you know, Kansas City really exploited. I think Tampa's messed up, man. I don't think that's gonna end well. If New Orleans can like figure anything out, it's there for them. But
do you want to consider that it might be Atlanta for that role?
Maybe. So it's available to me. That's the point. Somebody should be able to rise up. I think Tampa is as vulnerable. Well, I mean, Brady's only been there. What is this? His third year there. I mean, they're as vulnerable as they've been since he's been there. I think
that has to be right. Their defense has been great until Sunday, when Mahomes had one of those nights. I don't know. There are still, oh, it's so much fun. It's just like, so there's so much unknown always. It's still right to question certain things about Kansas City. Like, they had the great week one, Mahomes did, and then they had this game. The other two games were meh.
They were begging to get beat the other two games.
Yeah, and they lost one of them.
Yeah.
The game to the Chargers, you mean, and that yep. Really, they probably should have lost that game. But the power rankings, you know, you're talking about hypothetical matchups, you know, future matchups. How would you rank, who would you pick if these two teams played? And Kansas City is still so daunting, I think, in that way, that, like, Baltimore has probably outperformed the Chiefs. Baltimore is two huge lead losses away from undefeated, you know. They're almost 4-0, but they're not. But I still think, you know, Kansas City is more threatening. So, not too different at the top, or I guess at the bottom either. Jets, though, that's they've got to be excited.
Jets to the middle class.
The Jets 11 is that the middle? Yeah, I guess it's kind of it's the middle third, middle quarter, third quarter. It is the middle. Yikes. What is 11? What is 11? They'll be discussing that. Scholars are discussing it.
Stay tuned. We'll break it down. What is 11? 11?
Yikes.
Frame by frame.
Right. Trista Crick next. Sam Monson today. Paul Hamilton later. Sabres home preseason against Carolina tonight. Thanks for being with us. Please comment on our socials on these power rankings. We love that. We may even use your comments in a future discussion. We might even do that. How about that? Back after a timeout with Trista Crick, BetMGM, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Be Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.